Any issues involve domestic violence?
Not really.
A dangerous love.
Are you together now?
He's currently incarcerated, selling drugs.
And a grandmother.
I told her I had enough.
She found out I was talking to my son's father on the phone.
Desperate to save her family.
You have a child, it's not fair for him to grow up where he's got a father who's incarcerated. You want to live a selfish life with this bum? Let your mother raise him.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Rhonda Gardner Herbert is suing her daughter, Jackie Gardner, for missed payments and parking fines on a car she helped her buy.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 59 on the calendar, the matter of Gardner Herbert versus Gardner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Ms. Herbert, this is your daughter.
Yes.
And you're suing her for some loans that you made to her. One is for car payment and one because she got a whole lot of parking tickets that prevented her from having a valid driver's license.
Correct.
Your daughter said that you helped her out because she needed it. There was never any discussion of paying you back for the two
That's
payments
not true.
That... I'm telling you what her defense is. And that you are just annoyed at her at this point because she and her husband are reconciling. Is that...
It's my son's father, but yes.
So it's not your husband?
No, we're not married.
How long have the two of you been separated?
Off and on for 8 years.
And how old is your son?
7.
Have you been off and on with him because of issues?
Yes.
Any issues involve domestic violence?
Not really.
What does that mean, not really?
He would go out and drink and party and not come home, and then we would fight over that, but it was never violent towards me.
Just basically nasty drunk?
Yes.
How many times did that happen? Many times?
Yeah.
How old is he?
33.
What does he do?
He paints.
Houses or canvases?
No, new construction homes.
Are you together now?
He's currently incarcerated.
He's incarcerated for what?
Selling drugs.
I don't know what I would do if I were your mother. I would certainly be pretty upset.
I am.
I would certainly be pretty upset. Did you ever see a skunk become a zebra?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever see a duck turn into a poodle?
No.
Doesn't happen. This guy's never gonna become a poodle.
I know.
And the longer you pin your coattails to this loser, the longer it's going to be before you have a chance to have a life for yourself, your son has a chance to have a reasonable role model to grow up with, and your mother could start sleeping again. Who got the parking tickets?
It was me. They're not parking tickets. They are driving violations for driving without a valid driver's license.
And that would be you that got them?
Mm-hmm.
How many did you get?
4.
Your mother wasn't in the car with you, was she?
No.
Was your son in the car?
Once.
Was the boyfriend in the car?
No.
Why were you driving without a valid driver's license?
Because I had that life. I had to go to work.
Why didn't you have a valid driver's license to begin with?
They suspended it.
For what?
Failure to pay a fine.
What kind of fine?
Disorderly conduct.
Discon. Discon is something usually that you plead down to from something else. What were you arrested for?
I wasn't arrested. I was with my son's father, and he was.
You were with your son's father. He was arrested. Who made a fuss when he was arrested?
I did.
That would be you. The picture comes clear. There are no new stories under the sun, only a new face now and then. So you became belligerent with the police?
Not exactly.
With whom?
I got the disorderly conduct because I was using profanity.
Towards whom?
Just the situation in general.
And where was your son?
With my father.
So he wasn't with you?
No.
Perfect. Be grateful for small things. Well, Miss Gardner, you have to pay for your own tickets. They're your tickets. Your mother laid out the money?
Mm-hmm.
Great. You have to pay for them. That's your punishment. This isn't like a loan to go out and buy a loaf of bread. This is, you drive with a suspended license. That's a crime. That's a violation of our rules, of our civilized rules. So nobody else does your time for you. Your fines are your time. We say, we're not going to put you in jail or put you in the stocks. We're just going to let you pay a fine. But it's your fine. You don't like the fine? Don't do the crime. Don't use profanity in the street. Don't take a plea to disorderly conduct and say you'll pay the fine in lieu of going to jail and then not pay the fine. Me, I would have hauled your carcass back and said, do 5 days. How much were the fines?
The fine totals were $1,893.
Did you pay them all?
Yes, I did.
Now, you also made 3 months' worth of car payments for your daughter.
Total, it was 4 months.
I have December, January, and February.
Okay. It was November also, yes.
Did you make a payment in November?
Mm-hmm.
Show me.
I gave my mother cash. I didn't ask for a receipt because it's my mom.
Is that how you usually paid her?
Mm-hmm.
By giving her cash?
Yep.
Did you pay in December?
No.
January?
I asked her for December. I was joking around and said, why don't you pay the car payment for December and January as my Christmas present? And she said, okay. After January, I started to pay the car payment again, and it wasn't brought up in even an issue until she found out I was talking to my son's father on the phone.
Okay. Well, you owe your mother 3 months' worth of car payments. How much are your car payments?
It's $300 with the car payment and the car insurance.
Well, $1,893 and $900 is $2,700. You're only suing her for $2,405. Did she make any payments to you?
No.
Well, then you're actually not suing her for enough money. But that's your lawsuit. The money for the tickets is clear, $1,893. The car payments, you acknowledge that you didn't make payments. I don't believe that they were a gift. Did you tell your mother that you had lots of other bills to pay?
Mm-hmm.
You owe $2,400. Be smart. He's in jail. Let him stay in jail. And when he comes out, you have a responsibility. You have a child. Has your child been around him when he comes home drunk? Yeah. It's not fair. You don't visit your lack of good judgment on your child. He had no choice. You picked this miscreant to become involved with. But it's not fair for him to grow up in the kind of a household where he's got a father who's either drunk or incarcerated. Because if he's incarcerated for drugs now, it's not the first time he got caught selling drugs. And it's certainly not the first time he sold them. And you don't want that around you. And if you would like to be with him, which, you know, sometimes women can't escape. Sometimes they're just addicted. And maybe you're not a nice girl either. I don't know. However, if that's the case, let your mother raise him. Let your mother raise him. And you can go off with him and live a happy life, but at least you have a child who would have a stable place to live. And not a lot of screaming and yelling and drunk and drugs and the kind of people that that brings around the house. So you want to live a selfish life with this bum, that's up to you. Let your mother have your son. That's easy. Because you want to know what's going to happen? If it keeps happening, she's going to call Child Protective Services, and they're going to take him away from you. Then you won't have a choice. That's what happens. It's not an unusual story. Goodbye.
Please excuse, you may step out.
Well, I just hope this brings a wake-up call to my daughter.
Don't borrow money from your family.
I hope she's learned from this.
I didn't owe her the money. She says I did.
I've done everything I can to try and help her.
I wouldn't have borrowed it if I knew I had to pay it back.
The only thing I ever wanted for my children was for them to be happy, healthy.
It didn't start till my son's father was involved.
She's right.
She just doesn't want me with him.
He is nothing to me.
I just want to raise my kid.
I want what's best for my daughter and my grandson.
I hope we get it worked out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lopez versus Lopez. Step forward, please.
Teresa Lopez is suing her son, Christopher Lopez, for the return of money loaned so he could buy a home.
Mr. Lopez, who is this?
This is my friend Joseph Rizzo.
Let me outline what I've managed to piece together from your complaint and your answer. This is your son.
Yes, it is.
You are divorced from his father for approximately 3 years.
Yes.
And pursuant to the judgment of divorce, you received alimony and a settlement. The Internal Revenue Service requires that people who receive alimony treat that as income, because it is income. According to the complaint and answer, you didn't realize that you had to file tax returns and declare the alimony that you were receiving as income. So you didn't, for that three-year period, file your tax returns declaring that as income?
No. I assumed child support and alimony.
Well, child support doesn't have to be reported as income, but alimony does.
I was unaware of that.
So You decided to call the Internal Revenue Service and let them know that you wanted to start paying them. Had they notified you in any way before you called them?
No.
What prompted you to call them?
It was a conversation I was having with my parents, and my dad had asked me if I had filed yet, and I said, filed for what?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The $15,000, actually it was for him to hold until I settled everything with the IRS.
I got it. I understand that. I wasn't as blunt as you just were.
Teresa Lopez says her son, Christopher Lopez, owes for the return of money loaned so he could buy a home. Christopher claims the money was a gift.
Now, you did ultimately work out a payment plan with the IRS. What kind of plan did you work out with them?
To send them $50 a month.
How much did you owe them?
$3,000.
That's pretty reasonable of them, without penalty?
Correct.
Very nice. But at the time, right before you made this settlement with the IRS, you had the $3,000 in the bank. You had a lot more than that in the bank. Because according to you, right before you called the IRS, your son convinced you to lend him $15,000. So you took out the $15,000 from your bank, then called the IRS and worked out this payment plan with them. Your son wanted the $15,000, let me understand this, because he wanted to buy a house. That's what you said in your complaint, correct?
Correct.
And he wanted to show the bank that he had assets enough to get a mortgage. So far, correct?
No.
Well, what did you need the $15,000 for?
It was her idea to give me the money, Your Honor.
For what?
A house.
For a house?
Yes.
Well, for a house to buy or for a house to get a mortgage?
A house to buy.
And you didn't need a mortgage?
I needed a mortgage as well.
Of course you needed a mortgage. And in order to get a mortgage, you have to show that you have assets. I read your answer. And the whole idea was, according to you, that you would give him this money so that when he applied for a mortgage, it would show that he had cash in the bank. And then slowly he would return it to you. So far, am I reading your complaint correctly?
Yes.
So you took the money out, put it in his bank. So in addition to other things, the IRS didn't know it was there. And then he applied for a house and a mortgage and started to give you back the money, right?
Correct.
But according to you, he didn't give you back the last $5,000.
Correct.
And that's what you want me to get from him.
Correct.
That's not happening. Because have I said anything that was wrong so far? I just want to know. I've relayed the story the way I read it in your complaint.
I have mine a little different.
Well, just tell me where I was mistaken.
Well, when I received the $15,000, I hadn't spoken with the IRS yet. I spoke with the IRS after I gave him the money.
Yes, I understand that.
And I said...
I understand that you waited until you gave him the money to call the IRS.
And I sent the IRS $1,000, and the $15,000 actually was for him to hold until I settled everything with the IRS.
I got it. I understand that. I wasn't as blunt as you just were.
I didn't know.
I understand that.
I didn't know if they were going to take all that money from me. My ex-husband had handled all the affairs and Christopher.
I'm just telling you, you were smart enough to know you wanted that money out of the bank so that when you called the IRS wasn't going to slap a lien and take that money, which they would do. They would take that money and penalties.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When your mother gave you this money, you said to your mother, I need a letter from you that this is a gift and you don't expect to be repaid.
I was just unaware of the whole...
Am I correct?
Yes.
Don't tell me you were unaware.
Teresa Lopez says her son, Christopher Lopez, owes for the return of money loaned so he could buy a home. Christopher claims the money was a gift.
Now, you were smart enough to know you wanted that money out of the bank so that when you called the IRS wasn't going to slap a lien and take that money. So you were smart enough, you got some advice from somebody to take that money, it's not in your name anymore, and you gave it to him. Now, you said you gave it to him for a dual purpose. Now you tell me you acknowledge you took it out so that the IRS wouldn't detach it. That's one thing. But you say you gave it to him for the purpose of defrauding a bank. When a bank asks for what are your assets and he says, I have $15,000, they wouldn't give him a mortgage if he had $15,000 that he had to give back to his mother. That means he doesn't have $15,000.
I didn't know he was going to purchase a house or try to purchase a house.
Well, let's see if that's what you say. This is your complaint. In June 2011, right before I called the IRS, my son talked me into putting $15,000 into his account. He said that this way he could show the realtor and his loan agent that he had the money to buy a house. That's what you said. I wanted to help my son, so I obliged and deposited the money in his account. That's what you said. What do you mean you didn't know that he was going to use that to buy a house?
He was planning on coming into some other money, so I wasn't like I was going to try to defraud the bank. He was going to be coming into some money because of his job. He was changing jobs, and he was hoping for a lot of opportunities to come up for him.
Let me tell you what the rule is. People come into court and ask the court to judge fairly, according to the law, and morally. So the law has created a doctrine, and that doctrine is, we call it in the law, the clean hands doctrine, which means that litigants, when they come before the court and ask for help, like you are, have to come into court with clean hands, not having committed some wrong, and then say, well, I was wrong to do what I did, but he was more wrong, so I should get my money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So these are two things, Ms. Lopez, that you did that were wrong. One, you attempted to defraud the Internal Revenue Service by taking money out of your bank account and moving it so that they couldn't attach it, despite the fact that you owed taxes. So you were going to get in trouble. You have a house?
No.
You have property?
No.
Well, then I don't know what they can attach other than this money that you had in the bank. And second, according to your own statement, you gave your son this money so that he could tell his mortgage agent that he had more money than he really had, because he was supposed to give it back to you. Did your mother sign a letter that she was making a gift to you?
Yes, she did.
May I see the letter?
I don't have a copy of it.
Why not?
The loan agent, she misplaced it. She said it was no longer needed because the time amount had passed.
So when your mother gave you this money and it was put in your bank, and in order to see that they wouldn't trace it back, you said to your mother, I need a letter from you that this is a gift and you don't expect to be repaid.
Yes.
Right?
I was just unaware of the whole...
Am I correct?
Yes.
Don't tell me you were unaware. And that was a lie, because your mother now says, I expect it to be repaid. Right?
No.
Well, you started to pay your mother back the money, even though you weren't supposed to?
No, she would call from time to time and say, I need this amount for X amount of something. She didn't really say why, but she said, I'll reimburse you the money when you find a house so you have enough to get it. So I was lending her the money back and she was going to pay me.
Goodbye, folks. Come into court with clean hands. See ya.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. She didn't know much about her new roommate.
I heard him slap her and her say, ouch.
Her problem is that she's a drug addict and she's a liar and a manipulator.
Next Judge Judy.
Done for now?
Well, he is my son.
The best. Hope the best for her, actually.
He is my son. I have a forgiving heart. He's my son.
If the rapture happens, maybe.